You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get a podcast. All right, it's going to be a little different today, a quick wrap format all through this week as we cover India AI Impact Summit, a big AI summit happening in Delhi. So let's get straight in the top stories around the AI Impact Summit, shaping the startup and tech today. So first up, Anthropic and India's growing importance in the AI map. Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei, speaking at a company event here in Bengaluru on Feb 16, highlighted what he called India's technical intensity. Now, he basically said India is now the second largest market globally for Claude, Anthropic's AI assistant. Now, according to him, nearly half of Claude's usage in India is tied to computer and math skills. That includes building applications, modernizing legacy systems, and shipping production software. Now, again, he noted that while Claude globally sees a mix of casual consumer and professional usage, in India, it skews more heavily towards productivity and professional tasks. Now, Amodei also said Anthropic's India revenue run rate has doubled over the last 4 months since his previous visit. That's a big number, and he did not disclose specific India numbers, but earlier this week, the company said its global revenue run rate has surged to $14 billion, marking a tenfold increase in each of the past 3 years. Now, Claude Code, which is its agentic coding tool, has crossed a $2.5 billion revenue run rate globally. Now, the CEO added that India's scale allows companies to experiment with hundreds of millions of users, enabling faster learning cycles than smaller markets. Now, he also pointed to fast-moving government adoption, mentioning that the Ministry of Statistics is building a model context protocol or MCP server to query economic data. Now, Anthropic has said it is prioritizing training on nearly a dozen Indian languages, including Bengali, Marathi, Telugu, Tamil, Punjabi, Gujarati, Kannada, Malayalam, and even Urdu. Now, staying with Anthropic, the company's India Managing Director, Irina Ghosh, is in an interview with Money Control, said the company's revenue run rate in India has doubled since it formally expanded in October 2025. Now, Ghosh said India accounts for 6% of overall Claude conversations globally. She noted that much of this usage is computing and mathematical in nature, focused on augmenting developers and improving coding efficiency. But remember, she did not disclose financial details specific to India. Now, the broader context is that Anthropic's global run rate is now at $14 billion, underscoring the pace at which AI research companies are scaling commercial revenues. All right, next, a major capital raise in the AI infra space. Blackstone, along with co-investors, has entered into a definitive agreement, enabling about $1.2 billion of capital raise for Mumbai-headquartered NESA, which is an AI acceleration cloud platform. Now, under the agreement, Blackstone and co-investors are providing up to $600 million in equity capital. On that basis, NESA intends to secure an additional $600 million in debt financing, which is subject to documentation as of now. Now, other equity investors in the transaction include TVS Capital, 361 Assets, and Nexus Ventures. Now, Blackstone will partner with NESA's co-founder and CEO, Sharad Sanghi, to accelerate growth for the company. Now, the company delivers, some of the mission-critical AI solutions to enterprises and government entities. A big round in AI today. Now, to the larger Indian IT services story, the over $280 billion Indian IT services industry is navigating a structural AI-led research, and tier one companies are committing capital and building a Brahmastra, which is AI-ready infra and reshaping offerings. For example, TCS or Tata Consultancy Services has committed a significant capital towards AI-ready data center infra and has outlined ambitions to become the world's largest AI-led tech services company. And if you look at Infosys, it is scaling its Topaz platform, which is offering an AI suite that includes over 12,000 AI assets, more than 150 pre-trained AI models, and over 10 AI platforms. Now, if you look at LTI Mindtree, which is now LTM, is winning multi-year AI-led transformation deals through its Blueverse platform. At the same time, HCL reported about $146 million in advanced AI revenue in December quarter of FY26. If you look at Wipro, the company's executive chairman, Rishad Premji, also recently said that Indian IT services firms are not behind the curve at all when it comes to AI adoption. And Wipro has also been at the forefront announcing major AI developments. At the same time, Tech Mahindra, if you look at it, remains the only Indian IT major to have built its own LLM or large language model and is part of the India AI mission as well, working on education-focused sovereign LLM built on 8 billion parameters. So clearly, Indian IT is not behind the curve and is pushing or betting very hard on the Brahmastra that they have when it comes to AI innovation. All right, that brings us to mutual fund exposure to IT stocks. So since the start of Feb, the ongoing decline in IT stocks has significantly impacted mutual fund portfolios as well, amid concerns that advances in Gen AI could reduce demand for large-scale human-led coding and IT support services. Now, some numbers here. Mutual funds' combined investment in the top 10 IT stocks fell to about 3.4 lakh crore as of Feb 13, which is down from about 3.56 lakh crores at the end of January, indicating a notional loss of over 50,000 crore rupees. Now, according to Ace Equities data, mutual funds have their largest holdings in Infosys, followed by TCS and HCL Technologies. And mutual fund holdings in Infosys declined to about 1.14 lakh crores from about 1.37 lakh crores, implying a notional loss of around 22,600 crores. Now, holdings in TCS fell to about 53,660 crores from about 62,270 crores, which is a notional loss of about 8,600 crores. Same with HCL and, other IT companies as well. All right. Finally, from the policy side, at the India AI Impact Summit 2026, which started today at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Chief Economic Advisor V. Anant Nageshwaran had a very bold statement to make. He said that India's transition in the age of AI will not happen by drift. So speaking at a session on the future of employability in the age of AI, he said that the shift would require urgency, political will, and structural reforms to manage labor market changes. He basically added that India has a unique opportunity to shape a globally significant outcome in the AI era, arguing that with foresight, institutional discipline, and execution, India can demonstrate that human abundance and machine intelligence can reinforce rather than undermine each other. All right, we'll be continuing to track these developments happening at the India AI Impact Summit throughout this week in this quick wrap format. All right, that's a wrap also for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters in the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you again, listeners. We air every weekday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.